Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. All you entertainment hosts out there in studio land. Another really exciting guest, Jenny's Real Talk. It's live Wednesday from 7 a.m. time, that 7 p.m. Eastern. Only on LA Talk Radio 01. We're all sister and a brother of the world. That's numero. No. I don't know how to say it. We have. We are going to play some music from some of the. The host, Jennifer DeVries, and. These views stuffing his Jenny's real on the block.
I'm not talking. I'm eating.
So I'm talking, and that's what matters. We're syndicating the following radio podcast, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, Sonos, Deezer, Line, Party, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Cast Podcast at 7, Podcase, XM Radio. So everywhere you find podcasts or music. our advantage bands are art. Yeah, Potty Mouth, Black Sabbath, John Malone, Star Daddy, Nola Starr, James Dickhead, Ozzy Train. We got Mortis and Jack to the Mortis Dancers featuring William Finn and Thunder. We've got Cleaver, All in Fury, Burn the Shit, Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Borderline Radio from Italy, Eric Webb, Band of Family. Shout out to the following venues that work at the 5-star park in Los Angeles. Orange Park, Angie Cordova. We got Petey Clay's, Tarzana California, Peter Cardello. We've got the Universal Bar and Grill in Northern California, under here, and Ring Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California, with Foco and my amazing dude. So we miss all you, and I don't know. I don't know who's in. It's going okay. Everything okay?
Sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah. Weird. I'm trying. Wait 1 second. Is that better?
A little.
I'm like you're in it. This is weird. Okay, I'm not really going on here. Yes, I got the weird version of something. I'm not really sure what's going on. How's this sound?
Ronan, where are you?
Yeah. Some music. Oh, let's see. Let's see if maybe it's in my I switched to Zoom. And it's let's play. 13. Ronan?
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Holla.
A little bit of more reject. Yeah, I gotta work on thing and it's up with this. Switch to a and it's
is Ronan there?
Yeah, he's here. I don't know. We'll
happy almost Valentine's Day.
Yes. Valentine's.
Oh, shit.
Is he going to treat you special?
Yeah, no, he... Holy shit.
Huh?
It's man for... Completely forgot about Valentine's Day. Forgot all...
And was it? You can't forget about that.
Just kidding. I really... One of those chicks. If he does, he does. I've never been on really like that.
You don't like the goodies?
I think when I was, I don't know. I just kind of, as you get older, it becomes less and less important.
Tell him he better be good on that day.
Bad. Anyway. How's it out on the East Coast?
We had some serious snow out here. Yeah. But I think it was like 3 feet.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was no joke.
It's no snow joke.
No. And we're supposed to be getting a little bit more, but not as much.
Damn.
What's the weather like there?
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Was it 55?
What was the high?
Yeah. Or 60?
Like 60. The high. Okay, 60. Upper. I don't know. Something.
What is it?
I don't know, 60, 70, I don't know, something.
Wow. And you got a jacket on. Seriously?
Well, right now, it's, I think it's 3 degrees. Yeah. Oh, but that's out here.
Okay. Yeah, I remember my son went to Florida one time and he texted me, he said, Mom, it's 62 degrees here, and these weirdos have on coats, winter coats. Yeah, that was
like right now, it's been crappy out, so it's colder at night. The other night, it's 52 outside.
Shut oh, you guys. Poor thing.
1 degree back in the hometown on the Canadian border, northern Maine. The whole 1 degree for the low out that day. Tonight it was like 1 degree. And 2 degree low. Like, yeah, maybe I should get the hell up.
I gotta see what's going on with this sound. Maybe I should turn mine down or something. Okay, is that any better?
I don't know. Does it sound better for you?
It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
I think of this version of. he's bad. That sucks. I'm sorry. You pay for it. Pay for phone service and it just like.
I know.
Let's play some more music. I'm not just.
And all this is Ronan's.
This is my phone's app. Yeah, that yeah, we'll get the new phone tomorrow. All right, anyway. All right, let's play America by Band of Ronan.
All right. It's like you're cutting out.
Crappy internet. All right. So, what's going on with you out there? Any new projects?
Huh?
Any new projects?
Well, I'm still really rough road. Yeah. I guess a lot of them are really busy. They have the clients that they want. So that's what I'm kind of running into. Like, they're not taking on new clients right now. So.
Do you think it's just because of COVID, or do you think?
I think it's because of COVID. Like, I don't think they're taking the capacity of clients that they were taking, you know? So they're being selective, you know, people who already have, you know, well-known projects, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'll keep trying. I won't give up.
Right.
It'll be a rough road. But... What was that?
Sound
like potato chips opening.
I wish I had.
So, what's been up with you?
I got a lot going on. Get our online going on, products and stuff. And then work on some projects with the bands that we manage. And there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot.
Well, how's that show going on Saturdays?
We're getting that going on. Decided to take it after few weeks just because of health issues, and you know, I had the birthday concert, and there was just stuff going on. But you know, we thought we'd offer a month or something just so we could more properly promote it.
Did you
say? No, I said we need time to promote it. And Derek hasn't done that well.
Oh. What's going on with him? Is he all right?
Yeah, I just had some cold and, I don't know, sickness. I think he hurt him. I don't know. Just like, oh, dude, I feel better.
Well, when you get a certain age, you could just help, you could hurt yourself walking to the bathroom. So I could see. Seriously. I was walking and I broke my femur. I mean, I didn't, but it's possible.
I hurt myself every day.
Huh?
I hurt myself just getting out of bed every day.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. After crazy.
Right.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, oh, I didn't realize there was muscle there. Bone. There's a bone there? Oh, why is that?
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know if everybody else feels like this, but when you get older, I don't know. Sometimes I wake up, I can't move my neck, and I'm a massage, I used to be a massage therapist, so I literally massage myself in my sleep. Because it's crazy. Like, oh no, my neck is not turning, you know? So you got to massage and make it. Thank God I know that stuff. Seriously. And my husband, he's like a junkie. He's like, you know, seriously? Like, he wants everything massaged. He's a junkie. But yeah, life is crazy. What'd you do all day?
Oh, worked.
Tired, huh?
Do security for Michael Kors.
Who's that? The pocketbook place.
Yeah.
They have coats and stuff, too. Oh, you do security there?
There's one of the centers.
Oh. How do you like that?
Yeah. Where they wear
you
afford.
Are just a woman of all trades, huh?
I can't afford it, but I guard it.
Yeah. It's expensive stuff. Yeah.
I can afford twice a year.
Yeah.
when they have this annual sale.
Oh, for the employees, right? Was it like $2 off?
Twice a year online, they have a sale.
Oh.
It was like up to 60% off.
That's no real sale, right? Was it $200 instead of $3, right? Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, was it $200 instead of $300 for a pocketbook?
No, I got a $300 per $100.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that was actually a good deal.
Yeah, that actually is a good deal.
Yeah, so, but I gave, but it was $5.
It was. You did what?
It was a gift for my daughter.
Oh. Now, you have kids. How old are they?
My daughter is 17. My son is 22.
Oh, okay. They're almost out the door.
Oh, yeah. The boy lived on his own with his girlfriend and her baby. And that's the 22-year-old. And then that's my son. They live in Maine. And then my daughter lives out there also, and she goes with her home.
Huh?
I hate cold.
Oh.
So I live here.
Yeah. That's the place to live.
Yeah, arthritis is my friend.
Yeah. Mm. You couldn't be up here with this cold weather.
No, they'd, not anymore.
They'd see you on a corner stuck somewhere.
That'd be the end of that. I would.
Yeah. Crazy.
Comparatively to out there.
Huh?
Way different.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Well, we have the change of seasons. So, yeah, there's cold, there's hot. You know, fall is the best. I like fall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not too hot. Not too cold. Yeah, fall's all right.
Yeah, I like the leaves.
Yeah, when the leaves fall, they're beautiful.
Very pretty.
Do you go to see your son at all in Maine?
I was just out there in October.
Oh, you were telling me you was going.
Yeah, both my kids out there and my whole family lives out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the only one. Well, my cousin, Brent. What up, Brent? Yeah, our aunt passed away yesterday. She was a bride in Connecticut. All my cousin, my Uncle Joe, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, my younger sister this morning. I hadn't seen them in like years.
Yeah. Too far.
Yeah. Life gets in the way. You've got with kids of your own. And
you're right. Life just keeps going. You pause.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you just. Kind of just keep up is, you know, you might talk to your cousin and aunt, uncle when you're a kid, but like become an adult and you end up having kids and grandkids, you kind of grow with an extended family. You're not as close as you once were.
I know. I remember holidays we used to always spend it together, and you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, but my mom passed away and we don't have that no more. You know, everybody's so spread out.
Me, it was my mom's parents passed away. My mom's mom and dad, and my mom's dad out too. They were kind of like the held the family together. Like even after our mom had passed away, we was just like our dad, you know, like we still, I guess, by my grandparents. And then when they passed, it was kind of like, you know, so everybody starts going off by one. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, they were like the glue.
Yeah, they still have a reunion every year. Remember that we always, I was growing up, but I guess I got left out of the newsletter. I got left out of the family newsletter, and nobody told me that they were still doing it until my older sister and my niece told me, oh, hey, no, they still do that every year. Really? Well, it'd be nice. I didn't even know they were. So obviously, it kind of made me think I wasn't that important. They didn't tell me that there's a reason. So,
yeah.
I just kind of like, whatever.
Whatever.
But from my cousin, my Uncle Joe, you know, because she passed.
And are they out with you or they're in Maine too?
They're in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where time goes. Time just keeps on flying.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Most of these people are, you know, 80s and stuff. So they live long lives, you know.
Yeah, I don't know where the time went.
Let's see. All right. Jordan, we got two songs we're going to play. So far, we played Mortis with 13 Dead. And we played Bobby and a Family. So we're going to two last songs before we end the show. We're going to play Hollywood Nightmare, the song called Thorn. And then we're going to Falling Fury or Falling. All right.
All right, hit it.
We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm following intently. That's kind of creepy.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a stalker thing or somebody's stalking you on internet or like social media.
Who is stalking me?
No, no, like what? Like that song, like, says you can't see me now because I'm following intently. Is that like her thing or is that like somebody following on social media?
You know all I listen to is the beat, right?
That's funny. I usually listen to the beat.
That's it. That's what black people do. They just listen to the beat.
That's just wrong.
Be like, what was those words? I don't know. I can't tell you.
That's where fuck.
Yeah.
Well, the song about it sounds great. You know what? What's the one by my Funkadelic? He's talking about roller skating. What the hell is that song? Nothing and everything all at the same time. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. And I don't know if they, but they sound great.
They sound great.
What the fuck is that song about?
No, I don't know what they said. I can't tell you.
I don't know. And we're like, but it sounds right.
But isn't all this music like that today? Like the beat sounds good, but you can't understand what they're saying. Like you gotta like really listen. Oh, he said he was gonna kill his mother. What? Like, I don't know. They don't speak clear. I sound nostalgic, I know. Back in the day, you know?
My favorite band was Zeppelin, so you can understand everything I say. I don't know. I like bands, but I don't understand what's going on.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but I like lyrics. It's got to mean usually, not always.
No, not always.
And certain music, you don't need it. You don't need it. You know what I mean?
What'd you say?
Some music makes sense.
Yeah.
It depends on the subject.
Right. R&B, unless it was James Brown, makes a lot of sense. Because you couldn't understand James Brown. All you heard was, ha! That was it. Ah. Every now and then you go, ha ha.
Repeat yourself.
Yeah. Couldn't understand him, but a lot of R&B, like you know, you could understand it, but some of the music today you can't. You gotta really listen. I don't know what it is. It's me, I guess.
No. No, it's not. Maybe we're just getting old. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't say that too loud, but yeah. I still think I'm 30.
Someday feel, you know, 20 something. Some days I feel 60 something.
Yeah.
We're actually in between the two.
Well, it's the cold. I feel old when it's cold, and I feel young when it's warm. That's just a fact.
Me, it depends on how I bet out of bed that day.
Yeah.
Depends on the weather. Depends on if
it does depend on the weather.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The colder it is, you are.
the stiffer you feel.
Yeah, and
it's crazy.
Mm. Some days I'm all jammed up, and I'm like, oh, I can't move.
Mm-hmm. Somebody help me.
And then there's, I smoked a blunt, and I fucking cough. You know, I feel my every bone. Oh, I'm hit.
Yeah. I didn't even know I had a muscle there. Okay.
There's a muscle there. What?
Mm.
All right. Well, a minute or so here. I got a great guest next time you're on.
You got a great guest?
Yeah, I got a great guest. Mine's are going to be really good guests.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're right up your.
Oh, cool. What do they do?
Mellow style. You know what I mean?
What is it?
They're more mellow music.
Okay.
Yeah, more
groove.
More our air.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so next week we've got Don Marlowe, Priestess. We might do some tarot card reading, might do some crystal ball stuff. You never know what can happen on Jenny's Blog, on the Talk Radio Check, and My Heart Radio. And then last week, we've got Plagues from the United Kingdom. Come check it out. Till next week, this has been China Meyer, Jenny, and the Muse.
Hey, see y'all next time.
Have a good one.
Bye, you too.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.